Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, I'm pleased to welcome back animal communicator and psychic medium Sherry Klein. She is amazingly gifted. She's also an energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive therapist and medium who has been certified through a spiritual church located in Indianapolis. She's a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and is especially gifted in seeing where you have energy blocks and teaches you how to release it. She can time travel and help retrieve soul fragments that have broken off from you. She is a spiritual counselor who brings hope, peace, and healing to her clients through her readings. Each reading is a unique combination of gifts tailored to your individual need. She is a devoted medium psychic who has a straightforward approach with her messages. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of information, and I suggest you take your pens and pieces of paper out. And I want to testify personally, I had a full-scale reading from Sherry. It was amazing. She was at least 90% spot on. She was able to tell me things about five different people who had passed. She was able to tell me things about my own past. And she brought me some of the most amazing and soothing messages from the other side concerning my present and future. So trust me, folks. She is the real thing, and you're going to want a reading. So I want to make sure you have her website information. She's also on blogtalkradio.com on Thursdays at 7 p.m., and that is blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. Her first name is spelled like Sherry Lewis. For those of you who are younger, it's S-H-A-R-I, and the last name is C-L-I-N-E. Again, that's Thursdays at 7 Eastern Time in the evening. And to schedule a reading, click on the Schedule Now button, and I'm going to give you her website, which is very simple, short and sweet. It's on the World Wide Web, psychicsherry.org. Or if you have questions, you can call or text her, and I'm going to give you her phone number. So get those pens ready again. Here we go. 317-966-1326. And if you missed any of that information, you're going to have to go back to my Blog Talk page for tonight's episode, and it's all on there. So without further ado, let me introduce Sherry. Sherry, how are you doing tonight? Let me see. Sometimes I have this situation. Let me see. There you are, Sherry.
There you go.
How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing super. In spite of everything, life is good. And
thank
you know,
for
before
the
we
wonderful
get going
introduction.
Tonight,
wow, that was
oh,
wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I felt compelled to give that to you because I do speak of my personal experience with mediums that have given me readings, and you are only the second one that's given me a complimentary one, for which I'm very grateful. It was long.
Wow.
Yeah, it was long. It was loaded with information. It was comforting. It was amazing. And you were pretty much spot on. And by that, I mean at least 90%. There was only one thing you said that didn't resonate for me. And you told me so much, it's probably more like 95% accurate. So,
wow.
You know, I'd like to go ahead, honey.
No, I was just going to say, wow, thank you. So, yeah, my pleasure.
Back at you. I just thought it would be timely to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world before we get to the switchboard. We have a lot of callers. We're not going to be able to get to even half of you tonight. So, you know, I encourage you to contact Sherry at her website. I will give you that one more time on the World Wide Web, psychicsherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org, psychicsherry.org. What's your take on this virus that's going around the world, and what silver lining do you see for us as a result of this devastating, terrifying situation?
Oh, yeah. It's bringing almost everybody to their knees, including me. I'm having to work on a lot of things just like everyone else. The way that I see it, what is happening, one of the aspects that I see is that alternative timelines are collapsing. And what I mean by that is our biggest fears are coming into play. An example would be one of the biggest fears that I have had almost throughout my entire life, and not only with me, with my grandparents, but I'll get into that, is the fact that I'm scared I'm going to starve to death. I was one of the first people that went out and kind of stockpiled food because I, for years, even many years ago, I was a single parent. I was always scared of not having enough food. My grandmother gave her 7 children away to an orphanage because they were starving to death, which would have been my mother and her siblings. So it can go back through timelines. So these timelines are collapsing. So it's the biggest fear that you have. Not everybody's scared of starving to death. There are people that are scared of dying and getting, you know, because they've lived through the, in different timelines through the plague and things of that, or their ancestors have. So it's whatever is your biggest fear. The timelines are starting to collapse. So it feels really like 10 times, I don't want to say 10 times what it should be, but 10 times what it should be. So that's kind of what is happening. It is forcing everyone to go within. It is forcing everyone to realize that we cannot change what is happening around us. We can only change how we react to it. And I must say, I am struggling as everyone else is. I always go, go, go. I own 2 businesses. I go, 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 go. Well, my businesses are starting to tape off. One is a cleaning business, was my main breadwinner. So that's taping off. So I work 7 days a week, and now I don't work that much. It's like, what am I supposed to do now? You have to go within and start to become creative. It's an opportunity for everyone to go within and find out what makes you happy. There was a part of my cleaning business that I'm like, oh my God, I've done it 30 years. I'm kind of sick of it. I'm sick of cleaning, period. So now I have the opportunity to switch it up and do something different. This is what is happening with everyone. Everybody is at different levels. So it's not just one fit for every single person. It's different for everyone. Now,
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, everybody wants a timeline. When is this going to be over? When is this going to be over? One thing that I'm getting from Spirit is what they are showing me is May 17th through May 31st. I feel that throughout this timeline, there's going to be a wonderful, they just call it a breakthrough. Now, I know that seems a couple of months out. Not saying that something couldn't happen before then, but those are the timelines that I'm seeing. They just show me, it just says a breakthrough. So everybody is, a lot of people may have to put on different hats. They may have to do different things. We're all survivors. We'll all get through this. It's what is happening is we are all becoming one. We're all realizing that this is the collective consciousness. We are all one.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We have to take care of each other.
Don't you think this is a golden opportunity for us to become united and to find compassion within ourselves that we didn't even realize was there, and to stay connected at such an intimate level with those we love and cherish, reach out to those in need, and, as you said, go within.
Yeah. It is. Well, we're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. We're all vibrating higher. You're going to start to see where people are going to be more intuitive. People are going to spot a liar. People are going to be able to communicate without talking. They're just going to know things. It's your intuition is going to be heightened. It's because we're going from the third dimension to the fifth. Lift as you climb. We're all going to go through this. People that are on the earth, some are going to struggle. Some are going to be drowning, because they don't want to go for a lot of different reasons. But the ones who are spiritually climbing higher, those are the ones that need to lift as you climb. Because we all are starting to realize we're in this together. There is no competition. If your neighbor hurts, you need to help them, because they're part of you. So do what you can to help others get. It's so funny because I keep so many times from my spirit team, the words that keep coming over and over and over is "this too shall pass." That's all they keep showing me, because I'm human. I'm struggling, you know, and they keep saying "this too shall pass." It's going to come as quickly as it's going to leave as quickly as it came. But in the meantime, it's going to wreak a lot of havoc for everyone. But it's not enough where it's going to drop not everyone to their knees to where they can't get back up. It's just going to open up a different view, a different lens for us to see through. So there is light at the end of this tunnel. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Because when we get to the end of this tunnel, things are going to be it's kind of like, thank you, Spirit. I love the way they're using the symbology now. They're saying, look at the Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy, they're in the tornado. That's kind of where we're in now. We're in the tornado. But when the house lands and she comes out, wow-wee. Before, the show was in black and white, but when the house lands and she comes out, it's in color. That's what's going to happen. When all of this settles, we're going to start to see things in color. We're going to start to see things through different lenses. So it's just, you know, you don't want to build a new foundation. You don't want to build a house on a broken foundation. Things have to crumble and disappear before we build a new foundation. You wouldn't want to build a house on a broken foundation. So that's what they're saying. We're in the crumbling part now in order to build a new world. This is what the spiritualists call the new world. So it's not going to last forever. We will all get through this. And when we do, you will find that you'll be closer with your family. You'll be closer with your friends. You'll be closer with your neighbors. You'll start to see things in through different lenses, through a different light. It's going to be a wonderful transformation. The getting there is the tough part, but we can all get there.
Thank you. You know, another thought that came to me as you were talking is peace, be still.
Mm-hmm.
We all feel a certain degree of anxiety. Some of us, it's really great. And for those that are sick or dying, our prayers go out to you. But ultimately, we all seek serenity and peace. That's available for us in the here and now, as well as on the other side. So I encourage people to breathe deeply and to focus within themselves and say, peace, be still. That's one mantra you could use. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to go first to the people I've communicated with before the show, and then I will go to area codes. I've only communicated with a few, so I'm going to go first to Sharon. And Sharon,
oh, wow.
You are alive.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Blessed be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi. Hi.
Hi,
Can
Sharon.
I just ask you a question? Hi. Can I just
ask you
a question?
I don't think we really talked kind of about the way that I roll.
Right.
I'm sorry. To hear,
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like to hear where you're calling from and how's the weather. And then I like to come out of the gate with what your team tells me. I don't really open up for questions because I am no doctor. I know I have a lot of people that are wanting to know about, do I have the coronavirus? I just like to come out of the gate with what your team tells me, and then we'll just see what happens.
Okay. Thank you. I'm living in Arizona, and I'm in another state right now, very shortly I'll be returning. And the weather where I'm at is in California, and the weather is beautiful. It's balmy.
Okay. All right. So we're in your energetic field here. And one thing that I'm picking up, of course, is a lot of fear. I'm very drawn into your back and straight down your spine, but in your back. There's a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. It feels like a big backpack that you're kind of carrying around. But on the same note, they show me that there's a part of you that does believe in hope. And we see this beautiful purple that's shooting out of you everywhere. And we love the way that you're able to instill hope in everyone that you speak to. There seems to be people that are around you that may be in dire straits, but you are the voice of reason. Do people come to you for advice? We just feel that you are so sound, and even though when I get into the core of you, I feel like inside you're just in a million pieces, but the way that you present yourself to other people is that you have everything under control. Does this make sense?
It does.
So fake it till you make it is what your team is saying. Two shall pass. There are things that you do tend to put the cart before the horse, and you do tend to go down some rabbit holes. And that's okay because we all do. When you start to find yourself getting into the fear mode, your team is asking you to disconnect from the emotion. pull yourself out into the out into the corner of the room, almost like you're inside of the bubble that kids blow. Pull yourself out and observe yourself going down that rabbit hole, or observe yourself feeling the fear. Then ask your team, ask God or the angels. You don't have to know your team's name. Just ask them, what am I supposed to learn? When you do that, okay, the minute that you do that, it kind of takes the fear from a 10 to a 2. Because the fear is just coming up for you to acknowledge it. Now, we're very drawn into your body as well. We're starting to get some aches and pains. I got a lot of stiffness in the neck and in the middle of the back, and maybe even in the hands. But your body is your friend. So when your body starts to have pains or aches, don't run to the medicine cabinet and take a pain pill or a bare aspirin or Tylenol. Don't do that. You're just shutting up your, it's not fair to your body. Your body is your friend. Your body is telling you, pay attention, pay attention. Once you acknowledge it, then it says, okay, then that's all I need, and then it won't hurt as bad. But when you shut it up with pain pills or with a Tylenol or something, well, your body's your friend. Does this make sense, what we're talking about?
Well, I do have when I get pains in my neck and also sometimes my back, and I practice yoga, I do not take anything over the counter. I don't believe in meds at all unless I'm dying on the middle of the highway, but I just won't.
Perfect.
Do that. I won't, you know, but you're right about the neck, the back of the neck and the back. And I practice yoga even, you know, when I'm getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I'll do some yoga to try and get the pain gone because I know I'm out of alignment. And, but thank you for supporting my belief and not taking any of that. I mean, if
yes,
I were really
we love that.
Desperate, you know, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something here when you said, oh, when I get up and I feel this pain, I'm so drawn into your mother's energy. I don't know if you have is your mother here on the earth plane or is she on the other side?
No, she's still here. She's still here.
Okay. Because I'm very drawn into your mother's energy. I can't tell the difference if people are here or on the other side because they all look the same to me.
Okay.
Very drawn into, what is your mother's first name?
I'll give you her initial. It's D. D as in David. D.
Okay. That's all we need, because all I need is the voice vibration from you. Spirit knows who she is. Okay, because as you said that, I am very drawn to aches and pains in her body. Okay, so I'm asking Spirit, why are we bringing in your mother here? And let's see what we got going on here. She's saying the apple didn't fall too far from the tree because we love the way that your mother instilled some of this inside of you, but yet she still can't get quite on board to where you are. But it's so funny because as the apple falls, even like how you said, oh, I don't take pain medicine. Well, then maybe your children and your other ancestors, it just snowballs from there. But she was like kind of the forefront here. Okay, what do we got? My neck hurts so bad in her energy. I almost can't think straight because my neck and my back, I feel like I'm resting up like the Tin Man when I get into your mother's energy.
Okay.
So And her fear, what is happening with her is what is happening on this earth right now as far as this coronavirus, it's sparking up something that she might have lived through or her ancestors might have lived through, like the plague or where it's wiped out nations and things of this nature. It's starting to come in. Oh, I'm getting cold chills everywhere. It's starting to come in and wreak havoc on her physical, her emotional, and her mental body. So one thing that would work, we love the way that you are very spiritual, and we love the purple that comes out of your head and the breathing. We would suggest that maybe you kind of work with your mother on this fear of just, she may not even know that she's going to be working with the fear. Just work with her on her breath and taking deep breaths. When you take deep breaths, you cannot be into the fear mode. She's starting to get into the fear, and it may not be her life experiences. It may be from her ancestors. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So just work with mom on being able to just breathe and maybe do breathing exercises with her. She seems very hip on being able to roll with the changes.
Yeah.
So with that being said, that's what your spirit team has to say. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for calling in tonight. Okay, we're going to move next to Regina. And Regina, you are live.
Hi, David. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hi, Sherry. Thank you very much for being on the program with David and helping us all through this time. You sound very grounded. Thank you.
Where are you
all
from,
right,
Regina?
Where am I from? I'm from Albany, New York, and it's dark, and it's a little, today was a lovely sunny day, but a little breezy.
Okay. Hi, Regina. I love your spirit team. Wowee, they're just coming in. Woo, they're just like filling my whole room here. What they're saying is they love the way that you can see the silver lining in any type of a storm. And even though you may have fear deep inside of you, you don't project it to other people.
No.
And there are so many people that come to you for advice and for grounding, you don't even know. Even people that you may not know, you may just meet them in passing in a store, and they may ask you something about the cantaloupe. And when you say something about the cantaloupe, it's not the words that you say, but it's the vibration of your words that ground them. I love the way that you talked about how I felt so grounded because it's so funny. You're seeing in me what you have. Does this make sense?
Yes, I used to be a cleaning lady like you also. and you know, I always connected with Carol Burnett and her mop, you know, and very grounded.
I love that. It almost makes me want to cry. That is so awesome. Because here's the thing. And as you know, you do the same thing or did the same thing that I do. When I go into houses, I just don't clean them. I cleanse them of the energy.
Yes.
Just like, But here's the thing. You don't have to be inside of people's homes and cleaning them in order to do that. All you have to do is open your mouth and let a word come out, and the word carries the vibration, and that lifts other people. And here's the thing. You don't have everything figured out yourself. Of course you have your own fears, but when you help others, that it mirrors back to you and it gives you the power that you need. You may not be able to find the power that you need to get through something, but if you help someone else, and this is what's happening all over the world.
Yes.
When you help someone else, their energy comes, mirrors back to you, and it lifts you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
it's really awesome.
We're all helping each other through this. It's so beautiful.
Your team wants me to tell you that the worm is going to turn for you. You know, my mom, it's a funny, she used to say, the worm's going to turn. And I thought, oh, that's so stupid. You know, I was young and I didn't know what she was talking about. I understand it now. And I see, because spirit comes through and it says, the worm's turning for you. You know, you might not have always got lucky breaks, but your time is coming.
Oh, boy.
The next 2 years is what they're showing me. Time is fluent. So anything that we say can be altered, but this is the projected timeline that we see. The next 2 years, they show me, your worm is turning, and guess what? You're going to be the person on the Price is Right that gets the car. And not necessarily that, but you know what we're saying. Lucky things are going to happen to you that normally wouldn't.
Oh, goody, goody. My dad tried to be on the Price is Right.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
So we're not, and now let me reiterate here. We're not saying you're going to get on the Price is Right and win a car. Don't misunderstand us.
Okay.
But what we're saying is in the next couple of years, good things are going to happen to you that you're going to maybe get things that you don't have to work for. Because your whole life, you've always had to work for things. Somewhere throughout, even you, it was instilled in you as a little kid that you didn't get anything unless you worked for it.
Right.
And, yeah, so in the next couple of years, well, I don't want to get too far out of your league, but everyone has a feminine and a masculine energy. The masculine is go out and get it and get it and get it and work, and then we're going to get this. The feminine is we just put it out to the universe, what we want, and then we expect it. I'm with you. I don't know that feminine part. I'm always the go-getter.
Yeah.
But we are going to be introduced to, here's the thing, how to recreate what we want. How to create, I mean, what we want. Not recreate, to create what we want. You put it out to the universe, what you want, and then you throw a vibration with it like you've already got it. The universe is neutral. It's going to give you what you vibrate at. So if you think, I'm going to be on the Price is Right and I'm going to win a car and act, how would you feel if you got it?
Whoopee.
Yeah. So the universe thinks that's what you want. It's going to give that to you. But the same is true if you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to starve to death and I don't have enough money to pay my bills. The universe, because you feel that, the universe thinks that's what you like. So it'll give that to you as well.
Okay.
So the moral of this story is monitor your thoughts. If you start to go down a rabbit hole, if you start to go into fear, stop yourself.
Okay.
And then switch it up with something you're grateful for. God loves a grateful person.
Yes, ma'am.
Period.
Yeah, okay.
So with that,
thanks, Regina.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for being there. God bless you all.
Bless you,
thank
Regina.
You.
I would like to make it clear one thing. Tonight, Sherry is giving brief readings, and she's focusing on where you're at today, as I can tell. But she does bring in deceased loved ones in readings. She brought in several for me. So if that's what you're looking for, you may not get it tonight, but you will get it in a private reading most likely. Our next caller is Trish. And Trish, you are live.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sherry. How are you?
I'm
doing fine. I'm in Syracuse, New York, and I wasn't out much the last few days. I've pretty much been isolating, but it seemed pretty nice outside today, you know, not too cold, which is, you know, in central New York is not normal for this time of year, but it was very nice. The robin was out and back while I was putting my compost out, so it was nice to watch the robin watch me.
Okay, I love that, Trish. Thank you. I'm in your energetic field, and I love the way you're talking about the robins, because all I can see around you are the fairies, the gnomes, and the elementals. Of course, you're an animal communicator. And when I say animal communicator, it doesn't mean, well, it does mean, but it, you know, the dogs and the cats, but we're talking the birds and the fairies and the gnomes. One thing that they're talking about as well, boy, your team talks really quick. Irene, they need to slow down. You are a helper, and there is a part of your soul that feels that you're one of these people that maybe would be out on the front lines, maybe putting packages together for homeless people that can't eat. You're going to find yourself kind of eking a little bit more and more and more into this arena of being able to help people who are less fortunate. There's something through your timeline that has always kind of bothered you to see homeless people. When I get into this arena, I feel like I want to go up to homeless people and hand them food. Have you ever worked in some sort of a shelter or where you pass out food?
No, but I'm always giving money to people on the street and sending food to people that I know that don't have it. I just placed an Amazon order right now for someone. Yeah, right before this call.
Yeah, because this is going to come up for you more and more in the next several months. You're going to find, even though your heart, we love your heart, it's so open, it's just beautiful. We're going to call it the war zone. You're going to be right there in the forefront. You're going to be right there passing out sandwiches. And it may not last for long, maybe just a couple of months. Someone, it feels as if it may be a friend of yours or someone that you know or an organization is going to come to you and say, oh, come and help us. Will you help us do this? Pack lunches or make sandwiches or something of this nature. And you'll be like, yes, yes, I can. So we do see this for you. Here's another thing, though. Not everybody has to get right out there and just give. People, one thing that we're seeing that you're going to be doing too is energetically helping people. You see, we are all one. We're a collective. So all you have to help the whole collective, all you have to do is send your energy there. Does this make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Like a ripple.
So this is what we see you doing a lot. We see you maybe sitting in meditation by yourself and just sending love to the whole collective. We see you doing the Ho'oponopono. Are you familiar with the Ho'oponopono prayer?
I say it all the time, yeah.
That is your ooh, I got cold chills everywhere. That's your confirmation. So we're going to say this for people that are listening that aren't familiar with the Ho'oponopono. All it is you can Google it on YouTube, Dr. Hugh Len, the Ho'oponopono, H-O-P-O-P-O-N-O, I think, but close enough. And it's I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. So we see you doing this for the whole collective. Does this make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I say it all the time. I say it all the time when there's something that is unpleasant to me, and I recite it in my head. Yeah, I do it every day.
Perfect. Because we see this helping the entire collective. Your team is saying, don't stop. When you say it, in your mind, envision the entire world and then say it.
Okay.
Not just for one person, because we're all one. So that is your contribution. You don't have to give money. You don't have to make sandwiches, although we do see you doing that a little bit here and there. Your biggest contribution is your energy. You're an energy healer. You're a light worker. You know that, right?
No, but thank you. No.
Your team goes, what? When you go no and your team is coming, they go, what? What? You don't know you're a light worker, girl? Jump on the train. Your team is hysterical. Yes, my little friend, you are a light worker. This is going to be your contribution, is doing the Ho'oponopono for the entire world.
Okay.
You're a healer. Your stomach, I'm very drawn into your stomach. It felt a little squeezy to me. It's going to ease up.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I just found out today that I was exposed to someone with a virus. So I'm glad to hear that, because I know that is one of the symptoms. I don't feel queasy right now, but I'm well. I don't feel ill at all right now.
You know what? You're fine. And I am no doctor. Let me reiterate that I'm scanning your energetic field, and your team tells me this. You know, there are people that have this, and it doesn't even affect them. You may feel a little something. You may feel a little tiny bit off. Nothing to be alarmed about. You're going to be fine.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all.
Yeah, nothing to be fearful of.
So we don't
see you being sick. All we see is that you helping other people. That's all we're seeing.
That sounds good for me. Really good. Thank you very much.
Perfect. You're welcome.
Thank you, Trish. God bless, Trish. Okay, now we're going to area codes. I didn't get a chance to communicate with many of you before the show, and we're going to area code 805, one of the early callers. We had a bunch of you come in at once, so I'm just going to ask you your first name, or you can tell Sherry.
Thank you, David.
And where you're from and what the weather is. Hi.
Hi, thank you, David. This is Donna. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'm stuck in Florida. I had 5 cancellations. I'm trying to get back to California, but I hope tomorrow it'll be the flight that they go through. I want to get home. Well, I'm from California, and I don't know what the weather's like, but it's getting hot here in Florida, a little too hot for me. So I'm really looking forward to getting home to California. Yeah.
Okay. Can I stop you now? Because your team is so funny. They're just chit-chatting up. Irene, they need to slow down because they are talking everywhere. One thing that they're talking about is, do you feel the anxiety or the anxiousness of, I want to get out of here. I want to go to California.
Yeah. I want to get home in my own bed.
Yeah. That is what your team is asking you to feel. The helplessness, the feeling of, I want something different than what's happening right now, and you have no control over it.
Right.
That is what your team is asking you to really sink into that feeling and just accept it. The worst that can happen. If your flight doesn't come through tomorrow, what's the worst? Feel it and just ask, become the observer and ask your team, ask God, ask the angels, what am I supposed to learn here? And I know it's hard. We're all in this together. It's hard. You know, I act like I know everything. I can tell you right now, I'm a hot mess too. You know, that my life has been topsy-turvy. So
yeah,
we all are being asked to surrender to what we can't control. So I guess the moral of this story, Irene is so funny. She goes, the moral of this story is to just really, really come down to the moment. And I've been asked this with my team too, because I've been having meltdowns on a serious level. Like, are we okay right now? Are you starving to death? Are you drowning?
No.
You know, are, yeah. So that's just like me. It's like, my life is not turning out the way I want it to. God dang it. I had my life. Everything was in order. I did everything right. And then, man, I had the rug pulled out from under me. I can't control it anymore. So then I just have to think. I have to start stacking up what is my priorities. Well, you know what? My children are healthy. My grandchildren are healthy. Me and my husband are healthy. You know, you have to start doing the pecking order. Mm-hmm. And that brings gratitude. God loves the person who's grateful. It's kind of like at Christmas time. You know, if you give somebody a present and they look at it, open it up, and throw it over their shoulder, I don't know about you, but I don't want to give them a present anymore. But if they open it up and say, oh, I love this, I want to give them more and more. That's kind of what God does to us. It's like a test. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get, thank you, Spirit. They said, you're going to get to California. You're going to sleep. We see this bed. There's so funny. She goes, oh, we love your bed. It's like a big, it's like, it's so comfortable.
Very comfy.
I know, they're like, oh my God, this is like the most comfortable bed I've ever seen in my life.
Do you know why?
And they're like,
topper. You get the Nova Form topper at Costco. It's $125. It's 3 inches. It's the most comfortable bed you'll ever have. I've told several people, and oh my gosh, they're thanking me.
That is so funny, because your team says, this is the most comfortable bed we've ever slept in. So they said, you are going to get there, but in the meantime, keep this in mind, will you? Nothing happens in your life to you. It happens for you to learn something. So when you get frustrated, and when when things don't turn out the way you want, that is when you ask, what am I supposed to learn?
Yeah.
So,
well, I still have a lot of patience, and I'm just, you know, and I just continue on. I mean, this has been 4 days now. The flights have been canceled, and, you know, it's just another day, and thank goodness I'm at my friend's place, and, you know, so that's good. At least I'm not, you know, in a hotel or something like that, you know?
But we do see that you're going to help. You're going to help. We see that help comes out of your hand, whether it be food or monetary or something. You're going to help some people on the way.
Oh, okay.
So even, you know what? Even if it is, the saying is coming up, when people give something away and they're like, oh, it's trash. One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's
totally
the thing that's coming up from your spirit team to you. So what you may think is not a big deal, it may be a big deal to someone else.
Oh, see,
so
I'm going to go through all my closets, get rid of clothing, go through all my drawers. You know, I'm going to be at home.
Yeah, it may even be a sandwich from Subway to give it to someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do that. I saw a girl not too long ago, and she was kind of a homeless girl, and her shoes were so bad. So I said, oh, you stay here. I'll be right back. What size shoe do you wear? And they were the same size, so I brought her a bag of shoes. And she was
awesome.
Happy.
We love you know? That for you. Your team says one man's trash is another man's treasure. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, I love that. So you're getting where you're going to go back home, Donna.
Good.
And sleep in that bed.
Yeah. Get one. They're so comfy. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Well, Donna, happy trails to you, honey.
Oh,
it's good to hear
you.
Your voice.
I haven't spoken to you in a while. And stay healthy. And God bless both of you.
God bless you, Donna. And everybody, please know that I have another show Sunday nights called The Healing Circle. It's on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It is the same call-in number. It is a talk show format where listeners, callers get to participate on topics. And this week's topic is going to be how to express love while you're socially isolating. So please tune in at 8 o'clock Sunday night Eastern Time. Our next caller is area code 856, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this 856, is Laura from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Sherry.
Where are you from, and what's the weather
Laura.
Like?
I'm in New Jersey, and the weather was beautiful today.
Okay. Hi, Laura. I'm just talking
Hi.
To your spirit team here.
Okay.
You are going to be faced with being able to really open up your throat chakra. And your team is asking you to, it's time now. They take me back to when you were in, feels like middle school or high school, to where you really couldn't express how you felt. Especially when it came to emotions or if someone belittled you or put you down. I feel that once somebody did that, your throat chakra, you kind of just shut down. Now you may be able to express anger, but your team is asking you, we don't really want anger to be coming up right now, because what's going to come up for you is to be able to express yourself and stand in your power. There's a part of you that needs to lay boundaries and not let people walk all over you. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I'm a people
mm-hmm.
pleaser.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that time has come to an end. Now, there's nothing wrong with pleasing people or seeing to it, you know, that they're taken care of, because again, we're going to reiterate, we are all one. But here's the thing. You can only give what you got, and you can't keep giving and giving and giving and then not receive things. Think of it like a teeter-totter. If you keep giving and giving and giving and giving, the teeter-totter gets slanted one way. It's not going to serve you. You just can't keep doing it. And you're going to run out of steam. You're going to be presented with a lot of opportunities for you to be able to be nice to people. But in the same token, they have to be nice to you. And if they're not, it's going to be your opportunity for you to stand up and voice your opinion, because you know what? You do matter. Somewhere down through your timeline, somewhere down through your raising, when you were a child and even in a youngster, they say, you don't feel worthy. You are worthy. Your words are just as important as everyone else's. So when you talk, your team is asking you to take your time and think about what you want to say and how you feel. Because there's a part of you, and it feels like it comes from your daddy, to where you didn't feel good enough. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does, actually.
So, you are are perfect just the way you are. But the reason, because you see your childhood has hindered all of your adult relationships, not just your significant other relationships. It has hindered your friendships because you don't stand in your power. You, within the next 8 months, and of course this timeline can change, but this is the projected timeline that we see for you. Within the next 8 months, you're going to be presented with opportunities to where you can stand in your power. And if somebody says something to you that feels belittling or that strikes you as like you've hurt my feelings, you'll know, because as I look at when somebody does that, your face gets hot and you just kind of choke up and you can't say anything and you just let them have it. No, we're not going to do that anymore. So it's going to be a beautiful opportunity for you to be able to stand up and to say, wowee, why did you say that to me? Or something of that nature, to where you can stand in your own power. I feel that you have someone on the other side. Is your father on the other side?
Yes.
Because it's so funny. What is his first name?
George.
Isn't it funny? George was probably the biggest one that put you down. But you see, he went through the review. And what I mean by the review is when we die, we don't get judged by God. We judge ourselves and we watch the whole review. We watch our entire life of not only how we felt, but how we made other people feel. So George, your dad, is watching the review and he's like, wow, I had no idea that I did this to Laura. So in turn, to pay back some karma, he's coming in to be one of your guides that helps you step up and have a voice for yourself. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Actually, the last job I left, I was speaking up a lot more on my own behalf. So,
yeah.
I know the difference just at my last job.
Yeah. So good for you. So, you can ask your dad to help you. You can ask your angels. You don't even have to know their name. Say, help me. Help me have a voice. What am I supposed to learn here? Everything happens for us to learn something. You know, when we all choose our parents, and this is the only way I know how to teach. I came into this earth to learn how to love. Well, of course, I chose two parents who never hugged or kissed any of us. Well, why would I do that? Wouldn't it be easier if I'd have picked a Brady Bunch family to come into? No, you can only go to parents that you vibrate with. So the beauty of this is I had to overcome that, and I had to realize that my parents taught me how not to be. You see, it's a funny thing, isn't it? We choose our parents.
Yeah.
You chose George.
Yeah.
So that'll give you something to ponder on, won't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry.
Laura, thank you for calling tonight. Good. Sherry, you have one final thing to say to her?
That was it. I think she got everything she needs, and she'll figure it out.
I think so, too.
She's well on her way.
Great, Laura.
Thanks, Terry.
Laura, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, Laura. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, we have a lot of callers remaining, but we've run out of time. And don't hang up yet, because Sherry is available at the following phone number, 317-966-1326. And once again, her website is psychicsherry.org on the World Wide Web. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me, David. I really appreciate it. I love your energy and I love your show. You help so many people. It is just amazing. So I am honored to be on your show.
Oh, well, back at you. I'm honored to have you. So let's close. And Sherry, I want to give you a quick call afterwards. Okay. Let's all pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will spiritual experience when we let it be. And so let's just take one moment to send out positive energy to the world that all may know, no matter what comes to pass, it's all for the greater good. And even though it doesn't seem that way, all is well within ourselves, within our spirits, within the lives that we've chosen to live, because everything happens for a reason. Good night and God bless.